Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Starting the hour, here we are to do just that on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along and happy to present these ladies. The DJV Experience presents Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen on the ball, ready to go, starting with Jennifer, who's ready to jump off the diving board and into the pool of information that's all over you. Isn't it amazing thinking about how many opportunities we have? Every time we start an hour, we have a fresh way for getting into people's heads, going through the cycles of news and information. I was thinking about this, how many rounds we've had together, Jennifer, because you and I have been together for a long time, and even the ladies who are on board now. Victoria, you've been here, what, 3 years? 4 years? How long
about
have you been?
About 3.5, yep.
3.5. And Carrie, you've been here longer than that, right? Haven't you? When you think back,
yeah,
how?
Yeah.
What
it's
bliss?
Like 5 years.
What, wow.
Bliss is, oh, yeah, sure. That's.
Right.
That's so, yeah.
That's a word.
It's a bliss of. Bliss-a-palooza. Maybe that's a good word for it. All right, so Jennifer, let us break thoughts together on our knees. Remember that song, Break Bread Together? Let's break our thoughts.
No, I don't.
You don't know break. Let us break bread together. You don't know that song?
Wow,
missing out culturally on some big. I'll sing it for you if you like.
Let us break bread together
on our knees, on our knees. Okay.
Let's talk about something that's pretty serious. It's affecting the whole nation, but specifically my home state of California, where the homeless problem has just exploded over the last several years. There are more than 500,000 people homeless each night in the United States. This is according to a new White House report. Nearly half of them are all in California. Think about that. Half of the homeless population resides on the streets of California. 47% of all unsheltered homeless people nationwide, those who sleep in areas not meant for habitation, that means sidewalks, parks, cars, abandoned buildings, rather than in shelters, live in California, according to a new report. Unsheltered homeless people represent just over a third of the overall homeless population nationwide. Because you can be homeless and live on your mom's couch. But we're talking about unsheltered homeless people who actually live on the street where you can see them. Well, they count in that category. Sounds funny, but it's true.
Yeah.
They do count. And California is trying to figure out what in the heck to do. This report came out from the White House Council of Economic Advisors. At the city level, 4 of 5 cities with the highest rate of unsheltered homelessness are in California as well. There's San Francisco, Los Angeles, Santa Rosa, which is wine country near Sonoma, and San Jose. Seattle joins California's municipalities in the top 5 at the city level. In recent weeks, reports have suggested that the Trump administration may actually stage an intervention, a federal intervention, I guess, into California to address homelessness in the state. For state homelessness rates, this is kind of interesting, the District of Columbia has the highest in the country at 5.8 times the United States national rate. New York is next, followed by Hawaii, Oregon, and California. The 5 states together comprise 20% of the overall U.S. population, but have 45% of the country's homeless population. Now, the White House is saying that this at the state level in California, certainly these unsheltered homeless people who have popped up literally in the last 2 years, there's always been some homeless people you'd see by the beach. You'd see them walking around. But now there are entire tent cities that have popped up under freeway overpasses in cities and just all throughout Los Angeles, San Francisco, all throughout the big cities in California. And the state has thrown some money at it. They've already spent $1 billion on trying to tackle this problem, but that doesn't seem to be helping. The White House is now saying that if the states can't do it, that they might have to get involved at the federal level. you know, for me, this is it's not an easy fix. A lot of people think that if you throw money at the homeless problem, that it just will go away. But no. The people who are unsheltered homeless, we're not talking about the guy living on the couch. The people who are on the street, in many cases, are choosing to live there. And I think the majority of cases are choosing to live there because they're fighting a bout of addiction or mental illness.
We know what the problem is. What's the fix? That's the thing. I mean, we can talk about the problem.
Nobody wants to talk about it. But, I mean, in my world, the fix is that you need to get these people healthy. You need to get them into some sort of treatment facility, whether that includes rehab or that includes treatment for mental illness. These people are not living a meaningful life. They're living out on the streets and are zombies, essentially. I mean, you can see them.
But if you throw people like that into rehab and they don't really want to be rehabbed, doesn't that just create more spending and it's just a diminishing return? And I hate to talk about a human being like a financial decision, but ultimately this does become a financial decision.
Well, it no matter what, because then you've got them living. So basically, they're either living on the streets,
right?
Or,
but like not like you'd be like Ronnie from the Jersey Shore, but we know he does not want to really get clean, you know.
Right.
So it's similar. There are a lot of cases like that.
But I think when they get on the streets and they can't take care of themselves, and this is more than. The circumstances surrounding these people, it's so intense, and you can tell. I mean, it's if you and I know that you can because you're near New York, and I'm sure there's probably a homeless population. There has to be some sort of forced facility. There does. There needs to be. And President Reagan ended mental institutions. He took that away because of the corruption. I think we can do better than what was done back in the 80s. I think we can provide care. And that's in one case where I'd spend money on them, because I think that you can get them to be functional if you get them clean, if you can at least get them treated for the mental illness that they're probably using drugs to treat, and try to get them back to being productive members of society again.
Yep. No, I agree, and I believe in rehab, but it's just, you know, it's tough. Some people just do not want the help.
It's really amazing I feel like this is a theme here to the program today, maybe this week, how things just officially or unofficially don't work. Things just don't work. We have all of this stuff that's around us. In a moment, I want to talk about vaping and what's going on around the country with that, because it is one of these things we seem to now be focused on a lot. What's good? What's bad? What's real? What isn't? Next on the DJV Show.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax, because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
NBC Comedy Thursday is back. First, on the premiere of Superstore, the Cloud9 team face their worst nightmare, automation.
The robots are coming for our jobs.
Then it's the show critics call the best new comedy of the fall, Perfect Harmony.
Matthew McConaughey, you don't need to puff out your chest like you're signaling your wife you're ready to mate.
Ex-wife.
Papers ain't signed yet.
Bradley Whitford and Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp star in Perfect Harmony. Tonight after Superstore on NBC Comedy Thursday.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a printer.
It's where an associate explained the difference between an inkjet, a laser jet, and a super tank printer in a way I could understand. It's where I found a huge selection of printers at great prices, so I didn't have to run store to store. And it's where I can easily find the ink, toner, and paper I need priced low every day.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all your printing needs. And right now, save up to $200 on select printers. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only and 10/5/19 while supplies last. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 past the hour on the DJV program. Kansas announcing the death of another state resident in association with vaping. Governor's office said the man was over 50, had underlying health issues. It's the second vaping death in Kansas. Kansas Health Department has partnered up with the state's education department to teach students about the dangers of e-cigarettes, which is where the real problem is. We've acknowledged that. Some of the states like New York and Michigan have started cracking down on teen use by banning flavored e-cigarettes. In California, the governor announced an executive action against e-cigarettes last week. And this week in Massachusetts, Governor Baker has put a four-month moratorium on vaping without really, it's interesting because I live in Massachusetts most of the time, and I'm looking at this and seeing Governor Baker is disappointed. I voted for him, supported him, but he's a reactionary. That's the best way I can describe it. There's a real danger to vaping, and especially when it comes to kids, to children. There are a lot of people who have used vaping to get off of tobacco products that have, well, that was originally, I think, why that stuff was created. The idea, the philosophy, the sales pitch was if you're a smoker and you want to get off of the nicotine habit, then use electronic cigarettes. And then these people started putting nicotine into the vaping, the electronic cigarettes, and then they started putting flavors in them. And kids started buying them. They thought they were, you know, oh, this is cool. Let's do this. And so the thing has grown way out of control. And so the reaction rather than the action, I find. I mean, I don't know in California, Jennifer, whether you think that was the right thing to do, whether you ban the flavored cigarettes. That seems to be the move. But here in Massachusetts,
I don't know that it
Baker
saves any
just
lives
said,
short term. They're just getting rid of vaping altogether, right?
Well, yeah. Well, at least for now, there's a 4 month moratorium. Meanwhile, a lot of these shops that are selling a lot of other things.
How are you
going
to wipe that out, though? That's the problem.
I know.
You'd have to raid.
Well, it's gone
to
the black market.
There are a million vape
shops
everywhere.
That's the problem, right? But the problem really is
and the
Victoria,
internet. Yeah.
That and I'm looking at some of the things my son. Has been. We're studying it because it affects some of the people who would use the products that we're really going into the hemp business. That's really what's happening on the farm. Cannabis is actually a side, when you get right down to the bottom line, is a side business. Hemp is the real business because there's real help there. A lot of these vaping shops are going to be selling hemp products and are now, and that all gets unplugged, if you will, uncorked around the hysteria of vaping and deal with it like a real leader. Deal with it by looking at flavored e-cigarettes. That's what the kids are buying. So ban them and don't just do.
Well, that's what New York did. Yeah. They banned.
Right.
Yeah. But what you're talking about with hemp, that does not. That's totally not affected by this. So
well, it affects the stores that are doing. No, hemp isn't affected by this at all because you don't smoke it. Although some people try to. That's not what it is. Hemp is. There's really nothing you can find wrong with hemp, any aspect of hemp, whether it's the oil, whether it's the stuff that's used for clothing, food.
Why don't we enforce the law instead of banning stuff? Why are we selling any kind of these products? None of these products should be in the hands of kids.
They're not even lawful, though. That's part of the problem right now.
Well, they're going to go send people to black market. It's going to be where they go. That's what will happen. Force people to the black market. 21 after.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yeah, we got drunk on La Cienega Boulevard, taking pictures of people we thought were stars. It's easy to get in.
I'm close and personal with Kenny Chesney now in the music portion of this hour of the DJV program. He's going to headline Buckeye Country Superfest 2020 at the Columbus Stadium next June. We're already into next June. We'll be June 20th of next year. He's going to be joined by the Florida Georgia Line folks, Kane Brown, Brett Young, Gabby Barrett, and Tyler Rich. Says, quote, to say we are stoked to share the stage with the King of Island Vibes himself is an understatement. Said Brian Kelly from FGL. We've been huge fans of Kenny for a long time, and this is definitely going to be a party. So where does Kenny Chesney fit, Jennifer, on the country hierarchy of pop stars nowadays?
Towards the top, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, Kenny Chesney, when he goes on tour, he sells out stadium. I would say, yeah, he's definitely at the top of the list, top of his game. And you can tell that because Florida Georgia Line, big stars, but they're not taking top billing here. It's Kenny Chesney that does it.
Is this a first for these two acts to be together?
Yeah, and they're perfectly matched together, actually. It makes a lot of sense, I think. Yeah.
Buckeye Country Superfest be the brand's first stadium show, at least in Ohio. Tyler Hubbard of FGL says each one has its own iconic magic, and we can't wait to see the Buckeye fans out in full force. When asked about coming to Buckeye Country Superfest, Young added, quote, performing in a football stadium in the summertime for thousands of hyped-up country music fans will always be pretty surreal and special. Ohio, my calendar is already circled for this one. 2020 will mark the fifth year Ohio Stadium opens its gates for Buckeye Country Superfest. Crowd of 55,402 country fans attended Buckeye Country Superfest this year, setting the single-day attendance record for that festival. Tickets start at $39.50, go on sale the 4th of next month, actually next week, at BuckeyeCountrySuperfest.com. You got that? BuckeyeCountrySuperfest.com. Another country act in the focus here at 26 past the hour is Lady Antebellum. They've announced the autumn release of Ocean, the trio's first full-length LP since Heartbreak a couple of years ago. Ocean is due out November the 15th. Tracks are already available from the forthcoming album. One of the songs is called Pictures. The group's current single, What If I Never Get Over You? That's an interesting country. Isn't that? That does. The Ken Burns thing keeps repeating the, if it's philosophy, whatever, the theme of what is the consistency through country music. Heartache, breakup, that sort of stuff. Maybe that's not news to you, but I think it's interesting the way that show is, you know, is kind of focused on the people who created the music and what was going on in their lives. That's what that show is really doing. Don't you think so, Victoria, the way that they're putting...
I haven't seen it. I don't have PBS.
Oh, I thought you had. Oh, that's right, too. I thought you had. Yeah,
okay. No, we just downloaded the PBS app, and we're hopeful that maybe this weekend we'll be able to see some of it, but...
Yeah. You'll be hooked when you watch it.
I'm sure,
anyway,
yeah.
Back to Lady Antebellum. There's a collaboration with Little Big Town on this thing called The Thing That Wrecks You. Closing the album is its emotionally charged title track, a ballad featuring Hillary Scott's yearning lead vocal accompanied by Dave Heyward on the piano, which is officially out today, in fact. They were in Las Vegas earlier this year for the Other Kind of Vegas residency. Lady Antebellum road-tested some of the new music that will be included in this 13-track LP. So, you're a fan, right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Go out of your way to get this?
I really like her voice.
Yeah, I like every single track they've released so far, so I might buy this one, too. I like them a lot.
Okay, good. All right, well, there it is, a couple of endorsements for the new Lady Antebellum album called Ocean. Here on the DJV Show, it's 28 past the hour.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The whistleblower complaint against President Trump in his phone call to Ukraine's president has gone to Congress. He met with Vladimir Zelensky, who was asked if he felt pressure to investigate the Bidens.
We had, I think, good phone call. It was normal. We spoke about many things, and I think, and you read it, that nobody pushed me.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is cause for an impeachment inquiry.
This document demonstrates that President Trump made it abundantly and redundantly clear to the President of the Ukraine that he wanted him to investigate his political opponent.
The president calls the controversy a hoax.
Impeachment for that?
At a news conference, he said Democrats are only pursuing it because they can't win at the polls. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For great ideas in the focus on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn has graced us with her presence, as has Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. As we work our way through more information, I'm going to take you down on the farm in a little bit. But first, Victoria has the latest when it comes to ranking consumer confidence. This is something that all of us ought to pay attention to. So now, Victoria, the stage is yours, the virtual stage, as it were.
Well, the September Consumer Confidence Report just came out, and it had a lot of surprises in it. The Conference Board, which is an industry group made up of a bunch of different economists and Wall Street speculators, experts, people like that, they're the ones who actually put forth this report every month. And so for the month of September, it really shocked their projections. It was a lot lower than they anticipated, and the consumer confidence actually fell the most in 9 months. in September. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they said that Americans are just, they're not spending money.
Why, though? What would be the reason for it?
The number one reason they cite is the China trade war. That's the number one reason that they, all of these people together, the 49 economists who were polled, had expected. Now, there's different index readings, and so they had expected a reading of 133.5. The actual number that came in was 125.1, and they said that that was even after they adjusted their speculation. They thought that it would be, their projection was 134.2, so they had actually thought that that was a conservative amount, that would probably be on target, and they apparently were very surprised to see that it was at 125. They said.
So you think that comes from a lack of understanding of the benefits? Because straightening things out with China actually, in the long run, is probably beneficial to us. But do you think that they look? Do we have a superficial society that just looks at the surface and looks at today?
I don't know. I don't know how people spend their money. I think every single person is different with what motivates them to spend money. The other downside to this is people are saving more money, which is a good thing, but they're not paying down their credit card debt. So if you're saving money and you're not paying down your debt, that still puts you at like kind of a net zero. So that's another thing that came from this report. They said September's reading marked the largest shortfall relative to Wall Street's expectations since 2010. This is a 9-year low. It's not great. I also think that some people are sensing that there is a slowdown in the economy. A lot of economists have been saying for 6 months they've already seen it, but I think consumers are starting to feel it.
Well, but is it a self-fulfilling prophecy? Because some people who are in the business, by plan, because the market people are the ones who benefit from this. Look at it that way. The people on Wall Street that short stuff, they plan things. You don't think, I'm pretty, when it comes to conspiracies, this is on the top of my list, frankly, the way the economy is manipulated. Banks and people who have lots of money invested in stocks and I just think that they can. It's too easy.
But see, most people, this is what, you know, a lot of people talk about Wall Street all the time and how it affects everything. It does affect things, but most Americans do not have a portfolio that is involved with the stock market. And that's
something
that.
But they spend money. And
they spend money, but they're not spending right now. And so that's the quote from the senior director of the conference board said, the escalation in trade and tariff tensions in late August appears to have rattled consumers, and that's why September was so low. I also think that people have been hearing the economy is going to slow down. It's going to slow down.
People are starting to save money. The news media creates this in people's mind. That's exactly right. Yes.
It is going to slow down. We are due for a recession. It may not.
Why
be
are we
the same
due for
time.
A recession?
Because
why
it's
does
the,
there have
it's
to be a
the cycle of the market.
I know, but
that's
why?
What keeps it healthy. It's like a volcano. Sometimes it's got to explode, then it builds up again. It's just, you know, that's how it works. So if people don't know what that means.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know,
I think
most people, you know, will hear, oh, the economy, we're headed for another recession. They remember what it was like right after George Bush, 2008. The housing market crumbled. And you know, there are still foreclosures that people are dealing with.
So
I think people hear the word recession and they think back to 2008, which was a terrifying time for a lot of Americans. So, and that was a global recession too. That wasn't just America. Yeah. 2008 was a global recession. This is not projected to be anything like that.
Yeah. And this spending slowed down a little in Europe as well. Let's see. It'll shake out.
Well, that's probably some EU and Brexit fears too.
Yep. There's a lot of that. You're right. More fear-based thinking, as Jennifer just suggested. Here's something, by the way, speaking of fear-based thinking, the closing down of nuclear power plants. For example, the latest to close down, the famous Three Mile Island nuclear plant, shut down last week after it became the site of the first nuclear power accident. Remember that happened? They said last spring, the people that own the Three Mile Island, they were going to close it. They've tried to get necessary subsidies from the state to keep it going and up to snuff. They said the plant had not been profitable for 5 years. I just don't get what it is. Again, fear-based thinking, nuclear energy, what's going to happen? Everybody who's around one of these plants is going to look like the people who survived Nagasaki and Hiroshima. That's just not true. It just isn't. Here versus Chernobyl in the way.
Right?
Well, but you see, that's it. That's everybody puts them in the same category, and that's not smart. The Chernobyl was built out of cardboard. It was basically just thrown together.
Yeah, but look at what happened to Fukushima. What is it, Fukujawa?
Yeah, that wasn't well built. Yeah, it wasn't well built. It wasn't well planned.
Now they have what? We just talked about this a couple of weeks ago. They have all this tainted water that they're going to release into the Pacific Ocean and kill all the fish.
But you see, that doesn't mean... But that's back to what we were just talking about with regard to fear-based thinking with the economy. It's like, hello, all cars, you drive a car. You get into a car, turn the key on, start the engine, and drive it. That doesn't mean all cars are the same. They appear to get you from one place to another. So the same can be said for a lot of things, including nuclear energy. I've always been a proponent of safe nuclear energy. I was talking to an environmentalist at a gathering the other night, and you know, he said, I'm glad you're here, because it was sort of an environmental group. I am an environmentalist. I'm very conscious of that, mostly because of my upbringing on the farm and understanding what it's like to conserve a piece of land and what is healthy and what isn't healthy when it comes. That's why I'm so anti-Monsanto and Bayer and DuPont and Dow Chemical, because of what I know they have done to our soil. And that continues, by the way, with the billions of birds that are going. I'm going to be on a television program this Friday talking about farms and how they've been affected by all the birds, the bees, the butterflies that are disappearing because of this SHI you-know-what that comes from these companies that have managed to proclaim their faith. Well, we're innocent of all of this. This is up to the farmer. They use too much of it or whatever. Blame it on the farmer. You can't blame the 2.9 billion birds that have been that have disappeared in the last 30 years on anything other than what we're spraying in the air, what we're putting on our plants, and what we are dumping in the ground. That's it. Period. End of story. So I sort of was thinking one step further, as many of you hopefully either listen to or go download the podcast of the American Family Farmer Show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Every week a different focus. One of the things I'm going to focus on this week is what happens to children as they grow up on the farm or around the farm versus children that do not grow up in that same atmosphere. You've heard me say many times when discussing my philosophy about health and my well-being, to put a sort of a point to it, because I use myself as an example all the time. I grew up around dirt, manure, animals, all kinds of things that many people consider yucky. That stuff's terrible. Well, you know what? I'm probably the healthiest person my age that you'd find anywhere. And I attribute it pretty much 100% to what I grew up around. And so we see a lack of that today. There's a survey that I found on Facebook, actually, with the food and farm facts. It actually goes into the research of health, how respiratory immunity, how other sorts of things that we've developed on the farm for generations, letting children romp around the farm, get dirty, how positive that is. And now we don't have farms, how sickly our children are. And you can draw a direct line. This is not an up and a down and a sideways curve. This is a direct line. I don't know what to do about it, because we're destroying our farms right and left with the stuff I was just talking about, all the sprays and things.
Well, we're also a very sanitized culture, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that Purell crap.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible for you.
It is.
It is. So, anyway, most of the credit belongs to livestock exposure and living around animals that are less than sanitary, and that's where the straight line. If you look at this, it is absolutely babies, children living in rural, not sanitized or unsanitized environments, have a more vigorous immune system. Studies showing a link between rural environments and a decrease in asthma and allergies among residents because of that. So it's pretty intriguing information, actually, for those of you who are urbanites and suburbanites and kind of make fun of people who live in rural America. And I don't want to get too much into the weeds here about fecal transplants that were taken from infants.
You need to write a book. Dr. Dougie says cow poop for better health.
Come on. Yeah.
But, like, kids don't play in dirt anymore.
No,
forget about cows.
They don't.
Like, kids don't make mud pies anymore.
No.
Like, they just don't. They're not outside. They're in basements playing
fault.
Video
kids
games.
Kids want to make mud
wake
pies.
Up
but,
is the, yeah, that's
but I think parents up. Drag them out. They don't touch that. You're going to die if you touch that.
Yeah, it really is. And it's silly. Where'd that come from? It came from our disjointed connection with our food, where it comes from in the farm. Basically, that's where it comes from. Food for thought. Here's what's going on the DJV podcast at djvshow.com. Focus on Downton Abbey, the movie. And here are my comments and other comments. What's going on at the box office, djvshow.com. Just click on the listen button. That's it. That's how it works. This is, in fact, the DJV program at 46 past the hour.
Geico presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, Roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home later?
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you know this sound, then you know the pure feeling that comes with it. The unparalleled power of a Rotax engine. The agility and ultimate freedom only the revolutionary Rev Gen 4 platform can give. That feeling of taking winter and shredding it for all it's worth. It's that Ski-Doo feeling. Visit your local Ski-Doo dealer today for great offers and rebates on select models during our Yellow Tag sales event.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is that just gas passed by a dog? Is that what I just heard there, Warren? Wait a minute. What's the story? Gas passed by a dog. We all have dogs.
I believe that was a burp.
Okay, so here's the question. Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, is here from the from the pet show. Okay. So
I started many interviews, but that's the first time I ever started an interview.
Warren, this is me. This is your pal, Dougie Wuggy.
You're right. You're right.
Did cats pass gas? Dogs pass it all the time. Ever smell cat gas? What is cat gas smelling?
Ew. Who would even want to experiment?
I
want to
know
that?
What the story is with cat gas. Cats are so perfect in everybody's mind. I don't think they have much, kind of stuff going on as the dogs do.
First of all, Doc, yes. 10 people in a room, all right? Yeah. Something passes gas. Everyone looks at the dog, and you know it's not the dog.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, indeed. People blame the dog automatically.
Yeah. Right.
And it's
yeah.
not. But cats do pass gas.
Really? Yes, and is it odoriferous or what is it?
I've never spent that much time sniffing it. None of my, you know, I'm a behaviorist, Doug. I work with the other side of it.
Well, but passing gas is a behavioral problem. You got too much gas, out it goes.
How is that behavior?
Right. Oh, but it's what you eat. If you are what you eat, right? If
you're, but then again, blame it on the people. Cats don't open the can themselves, so blame it on the people that are feeding them too rich a diet. That's what I say.
All right. Okay. By the way, can I count on this being the number one issue this week on the pet show when you go on the air on Saturday?
A flatulence in your pet. That's my topic this week.
Right. No. Flatulence in dogs, we got. Flatulence in cats. And I want to actually know about turtles. I just want to know about all animals, how much gas they pass. And when you see bubbles...
Why don't we talk about cows, then? I thought we were going to talk about the dog flu.
Well, we are.
Cat flatulence is really not that exciting.
Well, but, you know, get down to the nitty-gritty. When you see the bubbles in the fish tank and you think it's them exchanging oxygen, it's not. It's gas from the fish.
Doug, we've been friends for a long, long time.
Yes, we have.
And if worrying about the type of gas that other animals pass keeps you up at night, you got to find a hobby.
I'm here to observe, to listen, and to learn. So there is a problem, apparently, with the doggy flu going around. There's a problem with all kinds of things in the air. So how does one cope with doggy flu?
Well, you know, the doggy flu is entirely different than the human flu. You know, people that get the flu, we have seasons for the flu. But with the dog situation, the flu season is 24/7. So people often ask me, is it important to have a flu shot for your dog? And it really depends on the type of guardian you are. For example, I get a flu shot for my dogs for several reasons. Number one, really? I don't take them to boarding facilities or anything. However, the flu virus can hang out in your clothes for like 48 hours. So with the amount of animals I work with in the shelters I go into, I'm always fearful of bringing something home. However, if you have a dog that you take to a boarding facility, a dog that goes to doggy daycare, if you go to group obedience training, or even to a dog park or a groomer, it's kind of important to have the dog vaccinated because it's picked up by sneezing and coughing. It can lay on surfaces for, as I said, up to 48 hours. And, you know, it's not deadly, but, you know, if you've ever seen a dog with kennel cough or a flu-type situation, it can be pretty aggravating for the dog. So it's something you need to take care of, and especially if you have the type of dog that's exposed to other dogs. And if you walk your dog's exposed to other dogs. So I think having the para-influenza shot, which is what it's called, is the way to go. But also check this. If you're going to be boarding your dog at a facility, now they may not ask you if your dog has a vaccination. You might say, that's great, even though your dog does. You want to make sure that every dog at that facility, and these people are really stringent about that, but every dog at that facility has a record of getting a vaccination from their veterinarian. When I ran my boarding kennel in New York for many years, I had to see a vaccination certificate from your veterinarian with all the vaccinations, including the para-influenza, just to prevent it from spreading to other animals.
All right, so the dog gets it. What happens if the dog is exposed and doesn't have... This just sort of plays into something I've been talking about with regard to the immune system. Immune system of animals on the farm, the same as humans. So now we don't have a lot of people on the farm. Let's say the dog gets the influenza. Well, then what happens? What do you do?
You treat it pretty much the same way you would treat the human flu. In other words, over a period of time, it's going to go away. Just let me make this statement, though. You can't get the dog flu if you're a human being, and the dog is not going to get the flu from a person. So, and not vice versa. So you got to be careful about that. But if you're going to expose your dog and it's around other dogs, other animals, vaccination, security, safety, that's the best way to go.
All right. So get that to your dog. Most vets, if they're on the ball, will be on, you know, they'll be looking for this and advising you of same, it would seem to me. Check it all out. Warren Eckstein, check out his website, thepetshow.com, and the show itself, where you'll hear a lot of talk about flatulence this weekend.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.